This is an auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 19th of February, 1954. The title is Demonstration, Exteriorization. This auditing demonstration is 31 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
All right, and this is February 19, a demonstration of exteriorization. Now, give me some places you're not being nervous.
Well, I'm not being nervous right here next to me.
Right.
Right over there in the corner, right behind me, right above me,
good.
Below me.
See, this guy's close to home. Very often you run into this dwindling periphery thing. Not nervous on, let's see, the other end of the galaxy.
I just got here yesterday. I was up the North Pole the day before.
Yeah. Okay. Is there some particular place you'd like to be in?
Yeah.
All right, let's just be there. Let's just be there.
Okay.
Do that easily?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now while you're there, give me some places where you were not.
Well, I'm not in San Francisco, and I'm not in Oregon. I'm not up on the mountains, Northern California.
Some more places.
I'm not in the Pacific Ocean. I'm not in San Bernardino.
Now where's some place you're glad you're not?
Glad I'm not up in Chicago.
Good. All right. All right. Now, let's look around that environment now and find something real in it and reach it and withdraw from it.
Okay.
Find something else that's quite real in it and reach it and withdraw from it. All right, now just whatever you're looking at there now, let's duplicate it many times.
Okay.
All right, now let's throw those duplicates away and let's take the whole environment and duplicate it many times. Whole thing, including the mass of it.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it an awful lot of times, lots of times.
I got all my space filled with it.
Hmm?
I got all my space filled with it.
Good. How about pulling all those duplicates together into a nice, solid mass? Do it carefully so it won't blow up.
Okay.
All right. Now hit it a wallop and make it explode. Do it real good?
Yeah.
Fine. All right, now let's find a nothingness in that environment.
All right.
And let's duplicate it many times. Got that real good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How's your perception there now? A little better?
Just full of nothing.
All right. Throw them away. And take a look at that environment again. And now look straight. You see it?
Yeah, I got it marked
up. Okay. Well, let's look right straight through those mock-ups.
Okay.
All right. Let's mock it up again. Mm-hmm. Let's look through all those mock-ups. All right, now let's mock it up again.
Mm-hmm.
And let's look through all the mock-ups. do that easily now?
Yeah.
Getting easier. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's take everything there that is in the environment there and make a mock-up carefully of each one.
You mean duplicate each one?
Mm-hmm. What's happening?
I just duplicated a mock-up of myself.
Good. Good. All right. Do you have a body there or anything like that?
Just all of a sudden, I had one there. So I just duplicated
it. Oh, I'll duplicate it a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Throw them all away now. All these duplicates. Now let's find something that's quite real to you and reach it and withdraw from it.
All right.
And something else that's quite real and reach it and withdraw from it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's find out something else there that's quite real, make a duplicate of it, and then reach for the duplicate and withdraw from it.
Well, in this environment? That's
yeah. Might sound quite real. Make a duplicate of it and then reach and withdraw from the duplicate.
Mm-hmm.
Now reach and withdraw from the real object.
Mm-hmm.
Little difference there?
Yeah.
All right. Now let's reach for the real object and reach right straight through it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's withdraw right straight back through it. Okay, now let's be up in space someplace. Find a good black piece of space. Oh, it's good and black. There's lots of black space around. In fact, all space is black. In this universe. Time on?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Now, let's get the infinity of dimension of this blackness. You know how far you could go.
Well, it can be never-ending.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be never-ending. That's right. All right. Now, let's just get the idea of moving in a direction there and then drop a barrier in front of yourself and stop yourself.
Yeah.
Well, let's get the idea of moving in another direction. Drop a barrier in front of yourself and stop yourself.
Uh-huh.
Let's get the idea of moving in another direction. Drop a barrier in front of yourself and stop yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's move straight through that last barrier. All right, put up another barrier and move through that.
That's a funny feeling.
It is, isn't it? All right, throw the barriers away. Let's see if you can be above China.
Mm-hmm.
Find China there? Well, let's be above the north of China now. Let's find the Great Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Got it there?
Yeah.
All right, let's be on one side of the Great Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be in the middle of the Great Wall, that is to say, in the middle of the masonry. Now be on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now while you're on the other side, move straight back through the Great Wall.
Okay.
All right, move back through it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a whale of a barrier this is. After all, that held out billions of troops, and it's... If you accumulate all the ages, get what a barrier this thing is.
It's pretty solid.
It's an awful solid barrier. Let's move straight through it now. Find it harder to do? Now that you've thought of what a barrier it is?
No, not exactly.
So what happened?
Well, I kind of listened to you, but I didn't pay much attention to what you were saying there. I just did it the way I was doing it before.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, okay. Well, you're doing all right. Trying to booby trap you there a little bit. All right, now let's be up near the moon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's be near Earth. Find it easy to get away from the moon?
No, a little reluctance to get back to Earth, that
way. Oh.
Fast.
Oh, okay. All right, let's be near the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Near the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Near Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Near the moon.
Okay.
Near the sun.
Okay.
Near Earth. Earth,
yeah.
Moon,
mm-hmm.
Sun,
mm-hmm.
Earth,
mm-hmm.
Moon,
mm-hmm.
Sun,
yeah.
Okay, near Earth.
Yeah.
All right, find that easier to move near them and away from them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now let's see if we can't find a mountain around someplace.
Okay.
And be in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's be outside of it.
Yeah.
Let's be inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Inside it.
Yeah.
Now let's experience the inside of this mountain.
Real solid, tight mountain.
Good, good. Let's get how it feels and so forth. All right, now be outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now be outside it and feel courageous about it.
Okay.
Be inside it and feel courageous about it.
I can do it, but it still feels different.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's be outside it and feel courageous about it. Inside it and feel courageous about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's be outside it and own it.
Mm-hmm.
Be inside it and own it.
Mm-hmm.
Outside it and own it.
Yeah.
Is it more difficult to own it from outside than inside?
No.
Good. Well, you're doing fine. Let's be outside it now there and enjoy it.
Okay.
Be inside it and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of it and enjoy it.
All right.
Inside it and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now be outside it and be serene about it.
All right.
Be inside it and be serene about it.
Mm-hmm.
Outside it and be serene.
Okay.
All right, now just move yourself in and out of that mountain many times.
All right.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, getting easier to do?
Yeah, I just kind of move back and forth.
Good. Good. All right. Now be outside the mountain. And be in the center of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's move in and out of earth the same way, many times. Let's experience the inside of earth there.
Mm-hmm.
and then move in and out many times. A little more difficult, this one?
Yeah, it's a little slower.
What's the question on it? Any question about it?
No, I don't have any question on it.
Inside Earth, pretty dense, or?
Yeah, when I got inside of Earth, I got a white circle out here in front of me.
Oh? Oh, well.
Nice little...
An automaticity.
Ridge on the nose.
All right. Be it well outside the body and just duplicate that several times. Just an automaticity. We'll take care of it. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to duplicate it.
All right. Throw it away and be inside of Earth again. Center of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now be just outside the moon.
Okay.
Be in the center of the moon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Move in and out of the moon several times.
Okay.
All right, just be outside the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move in and out of the sun several times. That easy now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting more rapid?
I changed sides. I went through the sun once and started going in and out over the other side. That slowed me down a little bit.
Okay. These masses have any pull on you or anything like that?
A little bit.
A little bit. Well, all right. Be in the center of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Center of Earth. Center of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Center of the sun.
Okay.
Center of Earth.
Uh-huh.
Center of the moon.
All right.
Now, while you're in the center of the moon there, get some idea of where, away from you, the center of the sun, the center of the Earth are. Which direction, so forth. Find that easy to do?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just mock up the center of sun and center of Earth in two entirely different locations, now, just so the universe isn't telling you off all the time. And pronounce that the center of the Earth. Center of the moon. You do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now let's be just outside the sun again.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's find someplace in the galaxy a big, massive black star.
Okay, I got one.
Got a brute there?
Yeah, a big one.
All right, be in the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
Be outside of it. Be in the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of it.
Okay.
In the center of it.
All right.
Outside of it.
Okay.
Center of it.
All right.
Outside it.
Mm-hmm.
Center of it. Let's experience the center of this thing now.
It's awful solid.
Sure is. All right, now right while you're in the center of it, just look in all directions and find no sun. Look right straight through it in all directions, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's look at the sun.
Okay.
Now let's look right straight through it again. Let's look at it now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look through it again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, somewhere around there, duplicate this nothingness of the sun.
Okay.
All right. Do it a few more times. All right, now throw the duplicates away.
Mm-hmm.
And be above Earth somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And mock up a sound some distance from you.
Okay.
All right, now mock it up again, and this time change it and stop it. Well, let's do that several times now.
Okay.
Okay, now let's throw that away if you've got any residue there. Do that easily now?
Yeah.
Well, let's just mock up a bedlam of sound all around you, pouring in at you from every side. Okay, make you feel funny?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that again.
Okay.
That easier?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it again.
All right.
All right, just keep the bedlam going now.
Mm-hmm.
Now be outside of the sphere where you've got it going and observe it happening. All right, be inside the sphere and have it happen to you.
Okay.
All right, sort of let the sounds pass straight through you now.
All right.
Okay, now be up on top of a bus someplace. Here on Earth. Get a good noisy one.
Oh, yeah.
Got one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let the sounds pass straight through you so that you don't hear them.
Yeah.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now stop them real good so they become intolerably loud. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Now let's let them pass through you again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's take what we will call a hearing point. Put it right down there next to the engine.
Yeah.
Okay. Now move the hearing point to the back end of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now move it down near the exhaust stack.
Yeah.
Now move it up near the engine. Mm-hmm. Now back to the exhaust stack. Mm-hmm. Now wherever you are, move the hearing point clear into the middle of Phoenix so that you pick up street noises at a great distance.
Yeah.
All right. Let those sounds go through the hearing point now.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now let the hearing point stop the sounds and hear them real good.
Yeah.
All right. Now throw that hearing point away. Mm-hmm. Now let's take a remote viewpoint and put it up above Phoenix while you're right there on the bus.
Okay.
All right. Now, while you're holding that viewpoint, that remote viewpoint, put another remote viewpoint up of something else.
Okay.
All right, and look at the two at once.
Yeah.
Confusing, huh? All right, throw them away. Throw them away.
Okay.
All right. Now let's be up in front of this bus.
Mm-hmm.
And get the feeling that your bus mustn't run into you.
Yeah.
Is it moving?
It comes right straight for me.
All right. Now just pass straight through the bus so that you're at the rear of it. All right, now be up in front of it again and brace it so it won't run you down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just brace it real good there so it won't run you down.
Yeah.
Now pass straight through the bus.
Yeah.
Be at the rear of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, be in front of it again.
Mm-hmm.
Now be under one of the tires and let one of the tires run over you. All right, let's do that again.
Okay.
How's that feel?
Kind of like nothing there.
Well, let's be squarely under the tire.
Okay.
Okay, it's getting easier.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's let the tire run over you again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now be about 10,000 feet above Earth.
Okay.
And put a platform under yourself.
Yeah, all right.
Now take the platform out and fall 2 feet and put another platform under you.
Okay.
Now take that platform out and put another one under you after you've fallen 2 feet.
Yeah.
Now in this fashion, fall straight down to the surface of Earth. Tell me when you're there. Pretty near there?
Yeah, almost.
We'll just fall the rest of the way.
Okay.
Now be 10,000 feet up and fall to the surface of Earth without a parachute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get how disastrous this was.
Well, it's pretty splattery.
All right. Let's do that fall again.
Okay.
Okay, now be where you please.
All right.
How you feel?
Pretty good.
All right, end of session.